Logos appear. Walt Disney Pictures, Pixar Animation Studios. In starry space, bright green text appears as if typed on a computer. 2805 AD, 821,190,000 miles from Earth. A spaceship soars toward Saturn. Clinging to the top of the ship, Wally runs his hand through one of the rings, creating a swirl of glowing fragments behind him. One of the fragments breaks free and picks up speed, glowing fiery orange as it slingshots around Mars. It skims past the spaceship before striking a light on the outside of the massive Axiom spacecraft. On a screen displaying the Axiom's exterior analysis, a red dot blinks. The wheel-shaped autopilot robot Otto sees it.
Repair needed on Spire 7.
A supplier robot's display shows an icon of the damaged light. It presses a button labeled Bernie, and a robot with a blocky head emerges. Supplier attaches tools, including a welding torch, to Bernie, who then presses the icon.
Powering down.
Outside the ship, the remains of the damaged light spark, then go dark. Bernie takes a replacement light from supplier and zooms down a track in the middle of a long corridor with it. Bernie passes an arrow labeled Starboard Airlock. Now he enters the airlock, which travels up like an elevator. Doors open, and Bernie glides out to the damaged light and goes to work. Bernie removes the broken light's base and picks up the replacement, planting it in place. Meanwhile, Wally rides on the top of the spaceship, which appears tiny as it soars toward the enormous Axiom. The ship lines up alongside the Axiom, in which a door opens. Still working on the light, Bernie notices the ship rising above him and Wally waving from the top. As Bernie waves back, the replacement light tips over and floats away. Bernie reaches for the light, but it drifts out of his grasp and into space. He hangs his head. Now, he rides down in the airlock and zooms back along the track in the corridor to Supplier, who looks down on him. Supplier extends another replacement light, and Bernie pries it away before speeding back down the corridor, riding up in the airlock and starting to weld the light in its place outside. Meanwhile, inside, Eve and Wally hide as Go-4 leaves a pod. Eve finds Wally gone. Wally holds his plant inside the pod.
Eva! Wally!
Go-4 launches the pod. Outside, the pod streaks behind Bernie, followed by Eve. As Bernie turns toward a bright flash, the replacement light floats off. Now he returns to Supplier, who drops its last replacement light in front of Bernie. Without looking up at Supplier, Bernie takes the light and zips back down the corridor to the airlock. Outside, Wally uses the fire extinguisher to propel himself through space with Eve. She leaves behind a blue trail and he a white one as they spin through the stars together. The extinguisher runs out. Meanwhile, Bernie secures the new light in place. Wally and Eve fly into the airlock, whose doors close behind them. Bernie bangs on the doors. He slumps against the doors. Later, Bernie paces along the outside of the ship, looking for a way in, but sees no openings. Later still, he sits by the new light, which is still off. Meanwhile, Eve blasts out of a trash cube in the garbage disposal. The doors slowly close as she tries to free him. Outside, Bernie bangs his head on the doors. Trash cubes are ejected into space, and Bernie sees light shining from the garbage disposal. He rushes around the corner toward it. Inside, Wally and Eve struggle not to get sucked out, and the door closes in front of Bernie. He sadly makes his way back to the airlock. Later, he sits by the doors using his welding torch to heat up his other C-shaped hand, which he presses onto the floor to burn in a drawing of a flower. Bernie eyes his welding torch, then glances at the doors. Now he uses the torch to cut an opening and glides through it. Meanwhile, the captain fights Otto.
Let's go.
Otto drags him up to the control room. Now Bernie rushes to Supplier. A message under the icon for the now repaired light reads power. Bernie's hand inches toward it.
Enough.
In the cockpit, Otto breaks free from the captain and the Axiom tips to the side, sending passengers sliding down the deck and Bernie rolling away from Supplier. He rolls all the way to the airlock and out the door, but manages to grab hold of the repaired light. The captain regains control and rights the ship. Bernie relaxes. He heads back to the airlock. The Axiom hyper jumps through space, pinning Bernie to the ship. Colorful lights streaking past reflect on his display as the ship hurtles toward Earth. Fiery light blazes on Bernie as the ship flies through debris and descends through the planet's atmosphere and into a city, coming to a hard landing on a dock. Bernie falls over face first. A bridge extends from the ship to a terminal, and Bernie sits up. He looks around and notices that the repaired light is still off. Now, he exits the airlock, then zooms down the corridor. Supplier is gone. Bernie searches the ship. He pokes his head up through a hatch in an upper floor, then glides down a ramp over the deck. As he goes down another corridor, Bernie enters life pod number 9 and peers out its window. His viewfinder searches the dry land below and zeroes in on Supplier. As he waves, Bernie accidentally launches the pod, which lands near other robots. The pod door flies high into the air and Bernie bounces out, hopping over to Supplier and hitting power.
Power restored.
The repaired light turns on. The pod door spins high into the air, then comes crashing down on the light.
Repair needed on fire 7.
Bernie falls flat on his back and a view rises straight above him, pulling back through the debris to look down on planet Earth. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz. As Bernie lies on the ground, Supplier extends a mechanical arm and pats him on the head.